It's 6:59 p.m. and 1 minute to go, and moderator Bob Clay makes a final check outside the Plymouth Elementary School doors to make sure there's no one else lurking about who wants to vote. And then he calls it.
Those of you that are in the voting process, you're allowed to continue. There will be no new voters allowed in. I declare the polls closed. Ladies and gentlemen, you did an amazing job. Thank you so much.
As the last three voters sit down with their ballots, I head outside to discreetly wait for them to complete their civic duty. The first of the final three to turn her ballot in is a PSU student, and I'll let her tell you the rest.
Can I say my name?
Yeah, please.
So, my name is Precious Rodriguez. I just voted. Woo! It is my given right to vote. My mother, when she became a citizen, she was so excited the first time she voted. So I had to do it. And I voted. Woo! This is my first time voting. Yes! If it weren't for these people right here, these amazing people right here, and him who couldn't fix a tire, I would not be here right now. If this guy would have fixed the tire. Because it was flat.
I do try to extract the story of the flat tire and how Precious's friend could not fix it and how this unfixed flat tire became the crucial element which finally ensured that Precious Rodriguez got to vote. But Precious is too excited because guess who's coming out the door?
You're the last voter! Yeah. Congratulations!
You are the last voter.
I'm proud.
They cleaned up all the tables and he's the only one left.
The last voter at the Plymouth polls is 20-year-old PSU sophomore Toby Delva.
I feel... amazing.
And not just because he voted for the first time ever, but because he and his friend Emma Clark, also 20, also a sophomore at PSU, and the second to last voter, barely made it in time.
First, we went all the way to Massachusetts. I thought we had to vote in Massachusetts, but then I come to find out you had to vote for your home. So me and Emma flew back up here, and we made it just in time, and I was able to cast my vote.
You actually flew?
No, they didn't fly. They just drove fast. But apparently this evening, I cannot understand modes of travel, airplanes, flat tires, etc. But Toby Delva and Emma Clark explain their confusing trip to Salem, Massachusetts.
I'm originally from Massachusetts, so I thought if you had to be from anywhere in Massachusetts, then we got to Salem. Then Emma's from New Hampshire, she tried to vote in Salem, and they were like, no.
My roommate, I called her, and I was like, they didn't let me vote in Salem. She was like, well, my friend from Massachusetts just voted in Plymouth, so you can go vote there, but... I thought you had to be a resident here, because they told me I had to be a resident there.
As college students, they are residents, and it became quite clear once they finally arrived at the Plymouth polls. Phew. A confusing day for all of us, but there's one thing that's true and won't change. We voted. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.